The next LOS requires us to describe industry life cycle models, classify an industry as to life cycle stage, embryonic, growth, shakeout, maturity, or decline, and describe the limitations of the life cycle concept in forecasting industry performance. Industry life cycle analysis should be a component of an analyst's strategic analysis. An industry's stage in the cycle has an impact on industry competition, growth, and profits. An industry's stage will change over time, so the analyst must monitor the industry on an ongoing basis. In the embryonic stage, the industry has just started. The characteristics of this stage are as follows. Slow growth. Customers are unfamiliar with the product. High prices. The volume necessary for economies of scale has not been reached. Large investment required to develop the product. And high risk of failure. Most embryonic firms fail. In the growth stage, industry growth is rapid. The characteristics of this stage are as follows. Rapid growth. New consumers discover the product. Limited competitive pressures. The threat of new firms coming into the market peaks during the growth phase, but rapid growth allows firms to grow without competing on price. Falling prices. Economies of scale are reached and distribution channels increase. Increasing profitability due to economies of scale. In the shakeout stage, industry growth and profitability are slowing due to strong competition. The characteristics of this stage are as follows. Growth has slowed. Demand reaches saturation level with few new customers to be found. Intense competition. Industry growth has slowed, so firm growth must come at the expense of competitors. Increasing industry overcapacity. Firm investment exceeds increases in demand. Declining profitability due to overcapacity. Increased cost cutting. Firms restructure to survive and attempt to build brand loyalty. Increased failures. Weaker firms liquidate or are acquired. In the mature stage, there is little industry growth and firms begin to consolidate. The characteristics of this stage are as follows. Slow growth. The market is saturated and demand is only for replacement. Consolidation. Market evolves into an oligopoly. High barriers to entry. Surviving firms have brand loyalty and low cost structures. Stable pricing. Firms try to avoid price wars, although periodic price wars may occur during recessions. Superior firms gain market share. The firms with better products may grow faster than the industry average. In the decline stage, industry growth is negative. The characteristics of this stage are as follows. Negative growth. Due to development of substitute products, societal changes, or global competition. Declining prices. Competition is intense, and there are price wars due to overcapacity. Consolidation. Failing firms exit or merge. An analyst should determine whether a firm is acting its age or stage of industry development. Growth firms should be reinvesting in operations in an attempt to increase product offerings, increase economies of scale, and build brand loyalty. They are not yet worried about cost efficiency. They should not pay out cash flows to investors, but save them for internal growth. On the other hand, mature firms focus on cost efficiency because demand is largely from replacement. They find few opportunities to introduce new products. These firms should typically pay out cash to investors as dividends or stock repurchases because cash flows are strong but internal growth is limited. An analyst should be concerned about firms that do not act their stage, such as a mature firm that is investing in low-return projects for the sake of increasing firm size. Although life cycle analysis is a useful tool, industries do not always conform to its framework. Life cycle stages may not be as long or short as anticipated, or they might be skipped altogether. An industry's product may become obsolete quickly due to technological change, government regulation, societal change, or demographics. Life cycle analysis is likely most useful during stable periods, not during periods of upheaval when conditions are changing rapidly. Furthermore, some firms will experience growth and profits that are dissimilar to others in their industries due to competitive advantages or disadvantages. The next LOS asks us to compare characteristics of representative industries from the various economic sectors. To illustrate the long list of factors to be considered in industry analysis, we use the following strategic analysis of the candy and confections industry. The major firms include Cadbury, Hershey, Mars, and Nestle. Barriers to entry and success are very high. Capital and technological barriers are low, but consumers have strong brand loyalty. The industry is very concentrated. The largest four firms dominate global market share. Industry capacity has no influence on pricing. Pricing is determined by the strength of brands, not production capacity. The industry is very stable, and market share changes slowly. The industry life cycle stage is mature. Growth is driven by population changes. Competition is low. A lack of unbranded candy makers in the market reduces competition. Consumer decisions are based on brand awareness, not price. Demographic and social influences are not applicable. Government influence is low. The industry is largely unregulated, but regulation arising from concerns about obesity is possible. Technological influence is very low. The industry is non-cyclical and defensive. Demand for candy is very stable. The next LOS is to describe macroeconomic, technological, demographic, governmental, and social influences on industry growth, profitability, and risk. The external influences on industry growth, profitability, and risk should be a component of an analyst's strategic analysis. These external factors include macroeconomic, technological, demographic, governmental, and social influences. Macroeconomic factors can be cyclical or longer-term structural trends, most notably economic output as measured by GDP or some other measure. Interest rates affect financing costs for firms and individuals, as well as financial institution profitability. Credit availability affects consumer and business expenditures and funding. Inflation affects costs, prices, interest rates, and business and consumer confidence. An example of a structural economic factor is the education level of the workforce. More education can increase workers' productivity and real wages, which in turn can increase their demand for consumer goods. Technology can change an industry dramatically through the introduction of new or improved products. Computer hardware is an example of an industry that has undergone dramatic transformation. Radical improvements in circuitry were assisted by transformations in other industries, including the computer software and telecommunications industries. Another example of an industry that has been changed by technology is photography, which has largely moved from film to digital media. Demographic factors include age distribution and population size, as well as other changes in the composition of the population. As a large segment of the population reaches their 20s, residential construction, furniture, and related industries see increased demand. An aging of the overall population can mean significant growth for the healthcare industry and developers of retirement communities. For example, the aging of the post-World War II baby boomers is an example of demographics that will increase demand in these industries. Governments have an important and widespread effect on businesses through various channels, including taxes and regulation. The level of tax rates certainly affects industries, but analysts should also be aware of the differential taxation applied to some goods. For example, tobacco is heavily taxed in the United States. Specific regulations apply to many industries. Entry into the healthcare industry, for example, is controlled by governments that license doctors and other providers. Governments can also empower self-regulatory organizations, such as stock exchanges that regulate their members. Some industries, such as the U.S. defense industry, depend heavily on government purchases of goods and services. Social influences relate to how people work, play, spend their money, and conduct their lives. These factors can have a large impact on industries. For example, when women entered the U.S. workforce, the restaurant industry benefited because there was less cooking at home. Childcare, women's clothing, and other industries were also dramatically affected. The last LOS for this topic review is to describe the elements that should be covered in a thorough company analysis. Having gained understanding of an industry's external environment, an analyst can then focus on company analysis. This involves analyzing the firm's financial condition, products and services, and competitive strategy. Competitive strategy is how a firm responds to the opportunities and threats of the external environment. The strategy may be defensive or offensive. Porter has identified two important competitive strategies that can be employed by firms within an industry: a cost leadership or low-cost strategy, or a product or service differentiation strategy. According to Porter, a firm must decide to focus on one of these two areas to compete effectively. In a low-cost strategy, the firm seeks to have the lowest costs of production in its industry, offer the lowest prices, and generate enough volume to make a superior return. The strategy can be used defensively to protect market share or offensively to gain market share. If industry competition is intense, pricing can be aggressive or even predatory. In predatory pricing, the firm hopes to drive out competitors and later increase prices. Although there are often laws prohibiting predatory pricing, it can be hard to prove if the firm's costs are not easily traced to a particular product. A low-cost strategy firm should have managerial incentives that are geared toward improving operating efficiency. In a differentiation strategy, the firm's products and services should be distinctive in terms of type, quality, or delivery. For success, the firm's cost of differentiation must be less than the price premium buyers place on product differentiation. The price premium should also be sustainable over time. Successful differentiators will have outstanding market research teams and creative personnel. A company analysis should include the following elements: firm overview, including information on operations, governance, and strengths and weaknesses; industry characteristics; product demand; product costs; pricing environment; financial ratios with comparisons to other firms and over time; and projected financial statements and firm valuation. A firm's return on equity should be part of the financial analysis. The return on equity is a function of profitability, total asset turnover, and financial leverage. Analysts often use spreadsheet modeling to analyze and forecast company fundamentals. The problem with this method is that the model's complexity can make their conclusions seem precise. However, estimation is performed with error that can compound over time. As a check on a spreadsheet model's output, an analyst should consider which factors are likely to be different going forward and how this will affect the firm. Analysts should also be able to explain the assumptions of a spreadsheet model.